This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, and this day is a Thursday. And again, I thank you for joining us here today. Sorry for repeating, for those of you tuning in on the radio, sorry for repeating that program from yesterday. Sometimes there's just not enough hours in the day to get behind the microphone here and record another program. We are in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 1. We'll get started here in a moment with our study. We left off kind of on a cliffhanger. We left off in our last program looking at one of the two different groups of people the Bible says that God gives up on. That's where we're going to pick it up here in a moment. In the meantime, I want to invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend, where the guest speaker is Reverend Jim Johnson, very well known here in this community. And he will be bringing the word to Island this week as I take another week of relaxation and having the week off here from church and a couple weeks off at the church that I pastor. And I'll be back at it again the following week. And in the meantime, I invite you to come out to hear Jim Johnson preach and come out and worship at Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30. And my church family would love to see you. And I know Jim Johnson's a great preacher. I know you will appreciate hearing whatever message God's put on his heart. I'll be back the following week, Wednesday, midweek Bible study. We're in the Gospel of Luke, going through there verse by verse. I believe we're in chapter 8. And then Sunday morning, my sermon will be on suffering. It'll be on Romans chapter 8 as we're going through verse by verse, where the Bible says that we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer with Him. Suffering is part of the faith, and that's what we're looking at here this week. We're looking at that common theme throughout the Bible of suffering. So that's where we're at. That'll be the following weekend. Here today, Romans chapter 1, and let's pick it up here in verse 24. It says, therefore, God gave them up. Matter of fact, let's backpedal a little bit earlier than that. We're looking at, ultimately, the environmentalist, who is an idolater. You see, when you worship the creature, that is the created order, instead of the one responsible for the created order, you are an idolater. Did you know that? Verse 18, it says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold or suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. You see, not only is it manifest to them, it's manifest in them. You've got the witness on the inside of you. Even the unbelievers got the witness on the inside. You know when you look up and see these stars at night. That's no accident. There's this universe screams intelligent design. And the designer's name is Jehovah, Almighty God. He's the one responsible for this. It's manifest in you, not just to you and to your eyes. Manifest in you. That which may be known of God is manifest in them, Romans 1:19. For God has shown it to them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. For his invisible, I'm reading out of the King James now. His invisible attributes are clearly seen. Or the King James says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. No one can come up to God and say, I didn't know. No one will be able to do that. God has revealed it in you, on the inside of you. It's just the knowledge and the recollection and the understanding that there is a higher power here. And his name is God. His name is Jehovah God, Almighty God. Here we see again now, verse 21, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Therefore, verse 24, God gave them up. This is the first group. God gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their heart to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie. All right, here comes the crime. They worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Okay, Paul's first group of recipients, so the wrath of God, because this is what he's going to do. And now in chapter 2 and chapter 3, he's going to convict and condemn the whole world without Jesus Christ, that all have sinned. We're going to read in chapter 3. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And he's starting here with these people who worship and serve, worship the creature, worship the created thing instead of the creator here. So Paul's first group of recipients of the wrath of God is on all those who worship the creation or served the creation, or ultimately that deny the existence of God by suppressing the truth while his attributes are clearly seen. Let me ask, have you ever met anyone who's done that and who does that? Goodness gracious, turn your television on. Turn your computer on. Look at the news. People that deny the existence of God by suppressing the truth while his attributes were clearly seen. That, what a scary thought, friend. What a scary thought. Therefore, verse 24, God gave them up. Oh, boy, you don't want this to happen to you. That there comes a time known only to God where he's going to give up on people. He's going to give up convicting people. He's going to give up drawing people to himself, drawing people, inspiring them to turn from sin, to acknowledge the one true God, and to be reconciled back to him. Now here, to worship or serve the creation in this context is to make the creation the object of one's worship and one's service. So you all have heard me say the first group that God gives up on is the environmentalist. But again, let me be more specific here. God loves the environmentalist. As a matter of fact, God has put us in charge of the environment. You and I are stewards of the creation. God loves the environmentalist. But these whom the Holy Spirit is talking about has gotten this backwards. This is idolatry. To put anything in front of God is idolatry. Now, these people worshiped the creation and didn't worship the creator. Look, God does not take too kindly to idolatry, friend. If you elevate the creation over than the creator, over the creator, you're on a slippery slope. And you are the victim of the first occurrence in the New Testament of God giving a person up by worshiping the creation instead of the creator. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to become wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, of birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God. It's like they cashed in. It's like going to a department store on December 26th. Oh, what a nightmare. Stay away from everyone going there to do what? Exchange. They're going there to exchange something for something else. They're going there to exchange something that they don't want for something that they do. Here it's people exchanging the truth of God. What for? Not only a lie. It says here, the lie. The lie. I think this is prophetic. We read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It says that all those, it says God will send all those who refuse Christ, all those who refuse his love, it says God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie. The lie. Antichrist sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. To believe the lie is to believe that he's God. Here, God's giving these people up. They worship the creature rather than the creator. They exchange. Here, this is where I lost my spot here for a minute. They exchanged the truth of God for the lie. This is a prophetic look, if you ask me. Romans chapter 1 here. It's a prophetic look at what's going to happen at the end of the age here. People exchanging the truth of God for the lie. That's what they're going to do. We know that that's prophetic. People exchanging the truth of God for the lie. And what's the truth of God? It's God loves you. God loves you. That's the truth of God. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because, I'm in 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 through 11, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this reason, that's refusing love. Refusing love. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie, so that they all might be condemned who believe not the truth, but took pleasure in unrighteousness. Read that sometime, friend. Romans chapter 1. These whom God has given up, those who exchange the truth of God for the lie, I think it's a prophetic look at what's going to happen here coming up at the end of the age, where God's going to give people up, people who are exchanging the truth of God for a lie. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All truth, all the time.